shake a gourd, sing songs to the sick, excise your eyes, the Chickasaw, sodomize dead enemies to make and degrade them into women in the afterlife, Aztec mass suicide, accuser and judge, same person, the well of sacrifice, we are a weed, an out of control viral fungal mold, hoping for happiness in this sick perverted world, then damage ourselves further with flattery, while we think we're becoming smarter and happy. Humanity, much worse than bubonic plague. The Black Death didn't dent the population. Just look at us today spreading. Our past attempts to repress sex led us down a tunnel vision, preoccupation with it towards more perversion and more babies. And Adam and Eve's broken vestal virgin vows convict them of incest and bury them alive under generation upon generation of unmourned institutional killings, getting even voracious avarice greed in the Chickasaw for revenge is called crying blood. When I was a kid, we played cowboys and hippies. Indians gone to sex and drugs. So nobody falls on their own sword anymore. Instead, the evil nemesis steps in and inflicts sufferings upon him. While the history of art, for the most part, left Job completely ignored. Children learn vices before they know they are vices, or even what a vice is, and vice versa. So we choke them with water, publicly stripped, whipped and rubbed with honey to be bitten by insects. Then tell them, don't worry, when you grow up soon enough, you'll be bigger than dinosaurs to the bugs. Before the fall of Rome, when filth was a virtue, lice was called the pearls of God, and food and baths would hurt you by generating lust. But now we're surrounded by fat, clean cowboy Christians whose great grandpappies did away with the engines. But when they fought the Chickasaw and lost, their bodies face down in the mud, took one up the butt for crying blood, so that future generations of complacent hippie fake engines could fantasize, romanticize about it, sit around and smoke it up for peace and love.